Big changes are in the works at Southeast Alaska's largest private employer. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH, has a hospital in Sitka, doctors in Juneau, a variety of clinics, and roughly 1,000 employees. The organization is working to recover from a $4 million loss in the last year. That has meant changes to benefits and a hiring slowdown, among other things. New chief executive Charles Clement is behind a lot of those changes. KCAW's Ed Ronco talked to Clement and has this story.
Charles Clement says he knew going into his job at SERCH that the organization had some obstacles to overcome. But he says the picture of just what those obstacles were became a lot clearer once he started work.
The day that I got here, it was immediately apparent. There's issues with, creditors and accounts payable and vendors. And so it was pretty obvious that there were some challenges walking in the door. And, my approach has been and continues to be trying to be as completely forthright with stakeholders as possible.
So he emailed all 1,000 or so employees and told them that the nonprofit healthcare consortium lost $4 million in 2011. And he said changes were on the way. He wrote that those changes would be difficult, perhaps even heart-wrenching. It was a different picture than the one painted just a year earlier. Then CEO Roald Helgeson noted in the organization's 2010 annual report that finances were in balance. So what happened between then and now? Clement says SERCH, like many tribal organizations, received windfalls from federal stimulus money during the economic downturn.
SERCH has grown. Undoubtedly, it has grown over the years. And if you look at our ability to sustain based on our year-over-year operations, it is just not there. And so what we've been relying on is these unanticipated windfalls to support operations. So in the year where these unanticipated windfalls don't come in, we're sort of left in a lurch.
SERCH has not laid off employees, but last week it announced a hiring slowdown. Clement says many vacancies that don't directly deal with patients are on hold. Clement says he's trying to maintain transparency, to keep employees in the loop and give them a voice as much as possible. That transparency has, at times, crossed into uncomfortable territory. In January, Clement was arrested in Anchorage for driving under the influence and domestic violence assault. Those charges were dropped in February, and Clement pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct. In a letter to staff after his court appearance, Clement apologized for how the incident might have reflected on SERCH and said, quote, "I have never denied consuming alcohol and then driving. I took my injured wife to the nearby hospital and then returned home to be with my kids," unquote. Clement says the incident was a learning experience.
Sometimes you make mistakes that are more high profile than other times, and it doesn't matter. You have to approach them the same way, that you have to stand up in a tone and you got to keep moving forward and moving on. I mean, you got to grow and learn, but you can't stop and you can't put your head in a hole.
The original charges included domestic violence assault and driving under the influence. A large part of SERCH's mission deals with the treatment and prevention of those two things. Did that incident affect, especially given the time frame in which it happened right before you came on the job, did it affect your ability to lead when you got here?
I would imagine it has. Maybe it's I've used a different set of tools to try to lead. And, I mean, this is something that happened in my life that not a day goes by that I don't think about. And because it's really shaped me profoundly in terms of, this being a public or somewhat public figure is a new experience for me. And, the bulk of my life, I've been, the guy down the street, just average Joe. So all of a sudden caring what publicly people think about you or what they may know about you is really a new experience. And so it's hard for me to pull the two apart. The fact of the matter is every day I have to make difficult choices about things that happen here at SERCH. And I have to wonder, do people think this? Do they think that? And this is one more thing that goes into that equation.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.